early morning as far as when this is recorded. I am actually driving back headed home. This is Duran Enriquez, again, a voice crying in the wilderness. I want to thank you for joining me and just let you know that as I drive, I'm going to be doing my best to obviously do that safely. I'm parked right now, but given the circumstance, there are a couple of scriptures I want to look at. So I'll give the topic, I'll read the scriptures, and then I'll do the conversational or discussion piece thereafter. Again, if you wouldn't mind bowing your heads for a word of prayer. Our dear gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much. Thank you for the blessed hope that you provide for each one. But thank you for keeping me safe this evening. Thank you for being with those that are listening. And in a very special way, Father, we pray and ask that you send your Holy Spirit, lead and guide us in all truth. And we pray and ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the topic of the discussion is, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. When Jesus told us that his second coming will be likened unto the same as it was in the days of Noah. Now, we reference this by looking in Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to look at verse 37 and 38, which says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of Noah, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark." And add 39 in there. "And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." You could look transversely, I believe, in Luke, I believe it's chapter 17. Let me actually just go there real quickly, if I can. So bear with me just one moment. So Luke 17, and let's see. Let's look around verse 26. In Luke 17, verse 26 says, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise," this will be the secondary part or a second podcast, which we'll look into, "likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." So, what we're focusing on right now is Noah. When we look at how it was in the days of Noah, what it got...
Oh, I went this street, bro. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. Did you... Sure, give me just one sec. Go ahead. No. No, I'm just recording something, but what can I help you with?
Okay. My name is Darryl.
Darryl?
From Memphis, I got them all. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to disrespect. I've been here 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working at Peelers Prime Chicken Plant. And what I'm doing, I'm trying to get in Southwest Laundry. Do I get off late?
Mm-hmm.
Use my day in the mission, Chattanooga Rescue. They give you a certain amount. They give you 10 days. I'm trying to find the Monday night so I can go back.
Okay.
10 more days. I ain't trying to rob, disrespect. I wash up hot anything. I'm not lazy. I'm just going through a little rough time.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out and charge you $9 after your 1 year for 30 days. And I just want to take a shower, eat, and go to sleep. You can call. I don't even care. I don't drink. I'm not going to drug you. I like to eat.
Are you hungry?
No, listen, I can eat there.
Okay, you can eat there.
Yeah.
The only thing is the only money I have is here in this change, and it ain't but some pennies. Because all I have is what card, and even then, there ain't really anything on it. No, you're good. I
really run my picture. I can either take me to a point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to get you.
I just wish I knew something different, but. No, I definitely can understand that. And my apologies. I No, you're good. I'm just recording something next before a sermon, so.
Oh, you're a pastor?
I do preach. I'm not a pastor by name, but
I
do preach. Now, you're needing to get $9
yes.
So that you can go stay at the mission?
No, it's Salvation Army. On McCauley.
Are they still open?
They know I get off late.
Okay.
So I don't have to be back working at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What
okay.
Today?
Well, yeah, technically. I'm trying to think. Look, you just need a place to stay tonight.
I was trying to think. I'm going to get somebody to help me with a couple of nights. That'll get me to Monday night.
Okay. I wish I did have some.
I wouldn't even care if a person went to a machine or something. I was standing around. I was standing down there by the library. I wouldn't give a shit. I would not give a shit. I'd wash your mouth. I'm just saying I would.
No, I get what you mean. I know one of the things that we've been talking about in church specifically is trying to help out those.
Just trying to help themselves.
Trying to help themselves, and it has actually nothing to do with that, because whether or not you were trying to help yourself as a Christian, we're all in this together, period. But the bottom line actually is when we have the ability to help, and it's only when we don't that we, you know, I would offer to say I can pray for you, but praying for you, not to say that that's a bad thing.
No, I always want to. Like I said, if you went to a machine, you know what I'm talking about, I wouldn't give a guy way down the street. I wouldn't give a kid.
I wouldn't be about that. I just, unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot in the account because my wife actually has all that.
Yes, sir.
So,
because it's getting late and later, everyone's trying to get help. I've been trying for an hour and a half.
The only thing I could suggest, because I know it's going to get later, and I know how there's a lot of police out this evening. And the only thing I could suggest at this point, I know there's, because it's 24 hours over there.
The police ran me out.
Did they?
Yeah, the city campaign. They ain't
out with
superheroes.
They won't let you stay.
No, sir.
Since you've been here for 10 days.
That's the mission.
The mission won't.
I go back to the mission.
The Salvation Army won't let you.
No, sir, got the other way.
And that's kind of the point, is if you need a place. Let me see. I wish I had something I could tell you a sure proof plan. I was actually getting ready to. I was just trying to record this real quick and then head home. But no, I will go ahead and say a prayer for you. And I do wish you the best.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. My dear gracious Father in heaven, please be with the young or the elder man that I just spoke with. Need to go ahead and stop this recording so I can start over again. So my apologies. Or I might go ahead and let me just stop it. I'm not exactly sure how this will turn out. There was a slight interruption that I just had, but overall, what I was talking about was as it was in the days of Noah. And now that I've read the scriptures, comes the discussion on that. So I'll be driving from this point. You may hear various things from the car windows. People driving beside me, or however that might be. I won't be taking the highway so that it's as noisy. I'll be taking the street. But simply this, when it spoke about how it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage. Now, inherently, there's nothing wrong with eating and drinking because that's what God made for us to do. We were to eat from the tree of life. We were to drink from the river of life. We were to sustain ourselves by food. And even after sin entered this world, that is the way that we continue to live, is we have to eat in order to live. Now, when we think about it, it's not that it's wrong in the days of Noah that they ate and they drank. One way that it's referencing is specifically that they did it in excess. It was done excessively. So they ate and they drank, but they did so in such an excessive manner that not only was it unhealthy, but that it did not glorify God. I believe it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that if you read in whatever, in whatsoever you eat or you drink, or whatsoever you do, and it's a paraphrase, it's not spot on. Again, I'm driving. Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So, hence, if you can eat or drink to the glory of God would have to mean that you have the ability to eat and or drink and it be not to the glory of God. So the eating and drinking aspect of the time of Noah could not simply be a reflection of, well, they were eating and drinking. They were doing everyday normal activity of eating and drinking. But I do want to add this in there. It did have a small part in the fact that it was a normal everyday activity that was going on. They were eating and drinking normally like they would any and every other day. So as you go through your days, you wake up, you eat breakfast, you have a snack, you eat lunch, you have a snack, you eat dinner, you have a snack, maybe even for some, you'll have a nightcap and maybe some dessert. Or as some, you just eat and you keep eating and you don't stop. So then you have also this aspect of marrying and giving in marriage. The aspect of marriage was one of the first sacred institutions that God gave us. So would there be anything inherently wrong again with marrying and or being given into marriage? You look at the same context that you do with eating and drinking. I'm going to go ahead and roll the windows up. If you tell a small difference, you may be able to. So with the marriage, with it being a holy institution by God himself, it was, again, something that we are doing in excess. So much in excess that the divorce rate, those marriages that end in separation, is higher than those that, or I should say it this way, as many people that get married, less people stay married than who get divorced out of all those that are married. So that divorce rate is a lot higher of a percentage than obviously those that remain married. Even as high as the marriage rate may be, the divorce rate is almost similarly that high. But the point is to be made in conjunction with eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, done to excess, also being done to the point of it's an everyday thing, it's normal. When he comes back, people are going to be going through that same process. I'm planning my wedding, I'm planning my marriage, I'm going to my brother's wedding, my friend is getting married, so forth on, that it's being carried on. Daily activity, nothing new about it. Now, the one thing I didn't cover with eating and drinking that applies same and equal, or applies equally with marrying and giving in marriage, is this point of done by perversion as well. Starting off with the marrying and giving in marriage. The God-instituted way of marriage was for a man to take one wife, for him to leave his father and his mother and be joined side by side with his wife. And that to be one wife, not a multiple account of many wives. That was how God looked at marriage. Marriage, biblically, is not, or I should say, acceptable marriage, biblically, is seen as only one man to one woman, or vice versa, one woman to one man. Man to man, or woman to woman, or individual unknown to themselves what they may consider themselves to each other, are not acceptable forms biblically for marriage. So that being done in perversion to the way that God instituted it. The same with food. There are things you eat and or drink, again, that are done not to the glory of God. So when you look at the unclean foods, which this is a definite topic within Christianity of the unclean and what God has called clean and common and all these different terminologies. But if we look at it biblically and we take all things into account, not taking one scripture and simply just saying, this is the scripture I'm putting all this evidence and weight on, with me not looking into anything else that the Bible has to say about anything else, period. When you take all the evidence into account, you take into how was Jesus' ministry himself dealing with health. The perversion of food, not only to a gluttonous state, because the excess in it, overeating, is again not something that we discussed and brought out before, but overeating is a sin. So when we take all these things into account, the perversion of food, eating unhealthy, unclean foods, calling them clean, all the way up to when the Son of Man is to be revealed, when he is to come. I can tell you there probably have been times previously where people on the planet ate really off-the-wall things, from everything from eating a lion, eating giraffe, eating kangaroos, to eating alligator, snakes, you know, frogs, crickets, and so forth on. If you really look at the time we're living in right now, eating a rat in some places is a delicacy. Eating a rabbit, you know, eating anything, literally, that you can get your hands on, that as long as it's not so poisonous that by eating it you literally will die, you know, there's, I believe, a specific type of blowfish that if you eat it and you ingest the poison that it secretes, you'll die. Now, I could be wrong on that fact. That don't quote me on that as a 100% fact, but I mean, there are animals out there that are unedible. But if they were edible, we would eat them. Now, again, I'm not unpacking everything in reference to as it was in the days of Noah. And again, subsequently, we aren't getting into the Lot topic just yet. But when we look at it as it was in the days of Noah, think about what it speaks about during that time frame. Noah preached for 120 years. Noah built the ark for 120 years. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, or I should say more specifically, their three wives. So a total of eight people were all that believed fully, had faith, and got into the ark to be saved from the flood. Noah had siblings, and those siblings did not get onto the ark. Noah was not that far removed from the time that Adam was created and the earth made before the flood happened. I believe Noah was in the seventh generation after Adam. With that being the case, and you just think about it, the earth was still fairly new, if you would consider it to be new in that way. But to get back to the point or to the question, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Wickedness was the thought and the evil of the heart continually. Every imagination of our mind was wicked continually. Every passing thought that could go through our mind was wicked, was evil. So if you ask yourself this question, if every thought of the people was just wickedness continually, forever, well, that's a very dreary scene. But if you think about the society that we live in now, is there a sin that cannot be committed virtually? Hence, not even virtually, but physically. How much more access do we have? How much? Let me actually just stop. And instead of me saying it that way, let me say it this way. I truly feel and believe that where we are currently, the world is at that point of every imagination of the thoughts of men were evil continually. Selfishness is running rampant. But so, again, that this does not become such a long, drawn-out process or podcast, I'm going to go ahead and kind of close this segment right now. Again, with questions, comments, please feel free to leave those. I do pray and ask that, you know, you definitely can get a blessing from this. But let us continue our journey to get and go through the heavenly gates is soon upon us. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. In order to understand, to know how things will be when Jesus comes back, the Bible tells us exactly how things will be. And if that's how things are, then that means the reality of Christ coming back through the clouds is even at the doors. So my brothers and my sisters, thank you again for joining me. May God bless you through the rest of this week and through the rest of this day. Until next time, by God's grace, signing off.